Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, if you're going to Pearl Jam tonight, you're in for a good show at Fenway. At least it was a great show on Sunday night. So, and you asked about going to see him twice, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Different set list almost every night.
Oh, okay.
So you can. That's a band that you can go see a couple of times.
Did not know that. I always just thought bands did their like the same songs, like their hits.
They mix it up, and they have a great catalog with which to do so.
And you're a big set list guy.
Yes.
People either are big set list beforehand or don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. I always want to see what it's looked like in other cities.
Yeah. You really plan to when you go to the bathroom, like when you get your snacks.
I like to know if I can leave early. Yeah. That's really kind of my thing, is trying to get out of there.
Right.
Get a good night's sleep, do a little late night show prep, Curtis. You know how that goes.
Yep. Kick pulling out of bed, if you know what I mean.
That's correct. All right. Bill Belichick, Manning cast, last night. A little shot, I guess, at Jerod Mayo and the New England Patriots. Let's listen to that.
It's a good chance for a halftime swing. I think we saw several games this weekend where, you know, that was really a factor. Certainly the New England Seattle game where, you know, Seattle scored right before the half, ultimately took it into overtime. Like, that was a big 3 points they picked up there, you know, with some, you know, let's say questionable clock management. But, you know, this is a good opportunity for Atlanta to come back and take the lead in the third quarter.
Oh, there you go. He's talking about New England.
Uh-huh.
There you go. We were wondering if he was. It was a little questionable clock management. You know?
Oh, I didn't hear you ask Jerod about that.
No, you know, I forgot about it, too. I forgot about it completely. So, but I don't, you know, I ain't got no issues with it.
No, I don't either. I agree with Curtis.
They had a petty score on Madden, he'd be 99.
I am not. As hate-filled as Curtis is toward Bill Belichick.
I have never been happier. I don't hate anything. Well, I love it.
No, but you take a daily shot at Bill. But I do think...
What? I just speak the truth.
Well, no, I'm just reflecting the text messages. Yeah. There are some who say, why is Curtis so full of anger about Bill Belichick?
I don't know. I thought he was on Bill's side after the dynasty.
Let's see that text. Looks like it's a Rhode Island text. Where we will be, which, now it disappeared. But basically, Curtis is so hate-filled when it comes to Bill Belichick, and that the texter doesn't know why.
I mean, Bill hates your team. I mean, you should probably be mad at him. He hates the Patriots right now.
Wouldn't you, though? Like, I think a lot of fans, despite being Patriots fans, understand why he hates, you know, the way in which he went out.
If James was on a coaching staff of an NFL team, I probably wouldn't publicly rip them.
But they took the first shot. Like, after Dynasty, I wouldn't judge anybody for having those feelings.
And you can't judge your dad's. You can't hold the son kind of in contempt because of the dad's failing. You know, Brian Belichick being on the staff. Right. I mean, his dad is a grown man saying what he wants to say. So I don't really think it reflects in any way on Brian Belichick.
I think Gerard Mayo's success would be beneficial to Bill Belichick. I mean, the coaching tree could use a fruitful sprouting, if you know what I mean. There's not been anybody that's left him that's had success, so it would be good if Gerard Mayo found success, I think.
Yeah, but Curtis, if you had a boss whose whole MO right now is trying to get into the Hall of Fame, and you know that he put out a documentary, a full 10-part doc series about and trash you for 10 episodes, wouldn't you probably shy away from ever talking about that boss?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he should have to. I don't think he should be complimentary of Robert Kraft, and I don't think he has to be.
And if anything, they drag him more than he drags them. I mean, think about, like, Mayo, all the shots Mayo took, at Bill. And, he hasn't called me, letting us know some of these things. So it's kind of like, and I had thought, like.
Well, David Anderson, it was just last week, I think, where he shared the magic of. Gerard Mayo coming in and
David Andrews.
David, what did I say?
Anderson.
David Andrews on his podcast talked about the Bill coming in and explaining to them the difference between a leader and a boss.
Right. Yeah. And they've taken more shots at Bill now that he's gone than he's taken at them. So if anything, I wouldn't see, I don't.
What were the Gerard Mayo shots that he's taken at Bill?
There were, when Mayo said, when he made it apparent that he didn't talk to Bill.
No, he didn't. I think we read into that a little bit too much. He just said he wasn't going to
get into that.
No, I'm talking about originally when he first kind of got the job and everything. He made it apparent like, oh, we're going to do things different. I haven't talked to Bill. Bill didn't call me. Those type of things. Like, so he made it seem like it was like, and they're not like big shots, but it's like throwing lightweight shade. You know how that goes.
I would say Elliot Wolf definitely took a shot at Bill with the vibes at the combine talking about changing things. But I don't think Gerard
and Mayo goes, oh, we're going to do things different around here. And like, it's a little bit of shade. It's not, I don't want to, maybe shots is the wrong word, but you could see a little bit of him.
And Greg,
shading.
I would love Bill Belichick to be back on the sideline coaching the Eagles. It would be great for business. I think he would do a far better job than Nick Sirianni. And I think they would be a championship contender. I think
they'd flame out in a minute.
So I'm trying to be complimentary. It gets quickly.
Yeah. Why is that, Sean?
Because Bill Belichick is not what the Eagles need. The Eagles need somebody who can take control of that offense and
he'll hire an offense coordinator.
Well, who's he going to bring in? Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, Josh McDaniels is a pretty good offense coordinator.
Oh, no.
Good for him. Newton worked out really well.
Do you have an issue with Josh McDaniels?
No, he's a coordinator.
His
coordinating style does not suit what Jalen Hurts does. That's all. Very different philosophies. That's all.
He would adapt, though. He would then. I think Josh would just have to adapt to a Jalen Hurts type of style of player. I mean, I think Josh would be able to do that.
I don't know. They weren't big on adapting the playbook. The playbook was generally always the playbook in New England for 25 years?
Well, and I would say, Greg, specifically to the way this conversation started about the run game, pass game, what you need, this team not, the clock management. I'm sure that there is going to be some on-the-job learning for Gerard Mayo. He didn't handle the end of the first half perfectly. But what bothers me and what I try to fight back against, which is the onslaught of oncoming traffic that doesn't understand that there were mistakes made, the team was really bad in close games the last couple of years when Bill was the coach. And a lot of that is Mac Jones. A lot of that is, we can go up and down the list. It's not, I'm not saying Bill made bad decisions every time, but the team lost several games that they should have been able to win. And the biggest one for me is the Packers game a couple years ago, where Bailey Zappe comes in. You get to overtime. You get the ball at the 45-yard line of the Green Bay Packers. And instead of going for it on fourth and two or three, you punt to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers takes the Packers down the field and wins the game. There were a lot of games like that. So, yes, while I think Jerod Mayo was not great, I don't understand the pass on third and five when you're trying to go up by six at the end of the fourth quarter. But to say that absolutely they win that game last year would be to ignore the results of the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can argue it till the end of time. When it comes to the last whatever period of time you want to look at with Bill, last 4 years or whatever, and whether it was Bill who determined who was on the roster here, whether they were last in spending because the owner wanted them to be last in spending, I don't know. I just think that there are clear periods of time in which Bill Belichick was able to help you win football games. And I don't know that you're going to get that same thing from Jerod Mayo for a period of time.
Well, I think you can. I think you already got that in week one. The defense was the reason why you were able to win that football game. And that's very similar to what we would have said about Bill Belichick. Their ability to come up with a great game plan to slow down a good offense in Cincinnati. Because that's what we used to say about Bill.
Okay, but you just heard Ty Law. You didn't get that in week two.
Well, in week two, quite the contrary. And Ty didn't realize it, but there was, you know, one of the nerds who talked about...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About when Christian Gonzalez, he was on DK Metcalf and he only held him to 24 yards on three catches. So the touchdown you gave up, and Mayo said it, that was on us. Clearly there was a miscommunication on whatever coverage was called because it was a blown coverage where you let DK Metcalf run down the field. But I think defensively overall, when you look at that game, you were able to hold Seattle to, what, 20 points through four quarters?
Yeah, I mean, Ty would disagree with you. He spent most of the morning talking about how bad the defense was.
Right, because he was looking at two guys who had over 100 yards, and I could see where he's coming from in that aspect.
Geno threw for 327 yards.
Yeah, I could see where he's coming from.
Like, you completely stopped their running game.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. They could not do anything in the running game. They were averaging less than 3 yards a carry. But Geno diced your ass up. Geno Smith came in and won them that football game.
And, Greg, we played it earlier, and it's going to be an issue the more they lose, if they lose a lot this year, where you're not going to hear Pop Douglas say what he said yesterday following a win. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you lose instead of winning to go to 2-0, and now all of a sudden you already hear a public complaint about their role in the game.
Would you have heard that from a young wide receiver like Pop Douglas week two if Bill were the head
Kendrick
coach?
Kendrick Bourne, yeah.
No. Because even Kendrick Bourne didn't really...
It was like week 10, and
he didn't really say much.
Around
it.
They played week one, and Bob Kraft was already talking to Tom Curran about Kendrick Bourne's role
in
the offense.
Kendrick Bourne didn't really say it. It was more about Tommy Curran reporting that Kendrick Bourne is upset.
What was the Thursday night game against the Bills? That wasn't week 15. I don't know. I could go back and find them. But, yes, the modern athlete does speak out more now.
That you'll get more of that this year if things go bad than you got last year when things were bad. You'll get more guys who will be saying things when a microphone is in their face.
Yeah.
Versus last year, they weren't really saying anything. You know, and I think it's part of, you know, because they see their head coach who says things. And then they feel like, okay, you know, I can too go down that road too.
Can't that get people in trouble though?
Yeah. Oh, that's always the thing that you know, that's the give and take about having a coach that speaks freely versus a coach who doesn't say anything, is that the players, you know, will look at the coach and go, okay.
But do we think that Andy Reid all of a sudden became a genius?
No, he got Mahomes.
Yeah, right. He got Mahomes.
Like, it's sad that that's all it is now in sports, but if you have Patrick Mahomes.
But he's always had good quarterbacks.
Right, I mean, but
he's
not
always
the
had
best.
Good offenses, period.
Yeah, he's always had good quarterbacks. He's always had, other than Alex Smith that 1 or 2 years, he's always had top 10, top
And I mean, Alex
seven
Smith was a
quarterback.
And look at the amount of distractions they have in that locker room. Every year, every week, there's a new story off the field.
Well, when you have a top 10 quarterback, you can get by with all the stuff off the field.
The defense risk.
Sometimes. Hasn't happened yet with Josh Allen.
Well, that's because he's playing Mahomes.
Yeah, literally the only guy he loses to is Mahomes.
Yeah, and you think about Buffalo. Buffalo is always going to be competitive right in it. When I say you having a quarterback like that, you might not win a Super Bowl, but you're always going to be a contender.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that getting a great quarterback doesn't automatically mean you win a Super Bowl.
No, but it puts you in the conversation.
Yeah, you can at least get there.
Right.
If you have the best quarterback, it does.
Well, even if you have a top 10 quarterback, a top 7 quarterback, it does. Lamar Jackson, you might not have won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, you're right in the mix. Find me a team other than the San Francisco 49ers who don't have a top 10.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid was a good coach before Patrick Mahomes, though.
Yeah, 100% he was. He was a good coach.
He got Donovan McNabb to a Super Bowl.
But Donovan McNabb was a top 5, top 7
number
quarterback.
Number 2 pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, when he played in his era, McNabb was considered a top 8 quarterback. I'm saying find me a team that is able to do it where their quarterback, and when I say able to do it, be a legit contender when their quarterback's not top 10. I'll give you top 10. Just can't do it. You need that guy.
Well, we will talk with Jelani Tavai tomorrow. And he, I'm sure, will be freewheeling and saying whatever is on his mind. So that'll be tomorrow morning at 7.
No, he's still got a little bit of Bill Belichick left over. Yeah, let's be honest.
He does.
He hasn't subscribed to the Mayo way of things yet.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.